And one of those best businesses in the Ballito region, indeed across the entire province and beyond, when it comes to interior design, it's Redesign Interiors with Paige Woplington and her team. Happier, 100% happier for 1% more. And that's the campaign that you've been running for a while.
Yes.
And it's a catchy phrase, 100% happier for just 1% more. I'm in. Take us by, what does it mean? What happens with Redesign Interiors' full interior project?
So, you know, I think a lot of people think when interior design, they think about curtains and cushions and colors and those sorts of things that happen at the end. But in fact, there's so much more that happens before that, especially if you're doing a new build or a full-on renovation. We've got to think about all the functionality of your home and how to get to a space where you guys love to live in the space.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's start at the beginning. If someone's building a totally new home or designing a complete renovation, at what point should the design team be consulted and brought in?
So ideally, when you're kind of wrapping up the architectural plans is the best time for us to come in, because then we can start.
So before the plans are even submitted?
Yeah, even before they're submitted, because that gives us a chance to do the interior design alongside with the architecture. So if you've got specific needs for lighting, making sure we get the right views in, all those sorts of things, we can do that right then and there, rather than trying to do it once you've started building and then we've got to quickly come up with the ideas and make
reverse
it right.
Reverse engineer certain aspects of
it.
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So when a client brings you on board, what is the sort of snapshot of the process?
So we started with the concept design, which is basically getting to know you and what you want inside the space and how you want the space to make you feel, your kind of color palettes, all the things that you need inside there, like automation or specific lighting or studies or offices or listening rooms or whatever it is. So we put together concept for you and your ideas and then put it through into a good visual space so you can see how it all going to work together.
Okay, well, let's talk about that first phase, because you talk about concept development. What does that look like in practice?
So basically, we start off with a lot of conversations, and we do see go to site, and either if it's a new build, then we just see the site and see where we're at, or if it's a renovation, we do a whole site survey, so make sure that we know where everything is, what everything is. And then we start going through ideas and look and feel with the client, and also getting to know about the functionality of the space, like what they need that space to do for them in the end and how they want to feel in that space. And that's how we start developing the concept for them.
Okay, so it's more than just about personal style. It's actually about functional living.
Yes, exactly. Mm. There's a lot to consider.
Okay, and practically, what happens during the first phase of your design process?
So, like I said, we go through to site, we'll do a full site survey, so see exactly what is there and what we can work with. And if it's a new build, then go through and have a look through all the plans with the client, as well as going to site and just checking where we're situated, so we know like where the views are and what we're kind of dealing with.
Yeah. And then that's the vision done.
Yes.
Then it becomes more technical from there.
Yes.
The second phase is the design documentation.
Yes.
Okay. It's more technical. Clearly, obviously, there's a lot of drafting almost that needs to take place at that level.
Yes, yeah. So I think this is the part that people don't know that we do, or the part that is kind of overlooked, because we do it all and then we make sure that it works and we speak to contractors and other guys that are on the site having to do the, like, implement these things, like electrical and plumbing and ceiling designs and structural beams, how we're hiding those. Like, there's so much more information that gets put into the technical part of it, and then we do all of those drawings that we can submit to all the different guys on site to make sure that the design intent that we started off with actually is achieved in the end.
So what you're talking about is the blueprint for that build?
Yes, exactly.
Phew. Yeah, for those that look at interior designers, let's just add a few soft touches, make it pretty. Mm. There's a lot more to it than that. Hence, I dare I say, the value add. And when you get back to the premise of 1% more for 100%, or 1% for 100% more, it now starts to make sense. You're charging a little bit for this incredible amount of service, and the end result giving you so much more bang for the buck, it just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the construction phase now. How does Redesign support the actual build.
So when it comes to the time when you're actually doing the build, we will go to sites and just check up on things that are happening to make sure that it's going to result in our design intent at the end. So like sometimes on site somebody will go, oh, we can't do it like this, let's just change it like that. So like the technician needs to do something, oh, okay, we can change, we can do that. And then they just do it, but at the end of the day, it ends up knocking on to something that we've got our vision for the end and we can't achieve it.
So you know, once you've been very specific about and having presented plans for, and you say still at that stage, some trades decide, well, that's not really important. That is airy-fairy. It's much more practical to do it this way. And then they mess up the whole concept. How do you fix that?
Yeah, well, exactly. So that's how we come to site and we just check that everyone's doing exactly how we've planned.
Oh, so you keep a watching brief of the build?
Yes. Not exactly how they're doing it, like the technicalities behind how you do electrics or how you do plumbing, but more on the fact that where it is and if it's now still relating to our design. Because okay. They might come up with a hiccup on site, like often happens, and then, you know, say, oh, you know what, we can fix this like this. But now they're only talking about the electrical team and only talking about the plumbing team. They have their solution, but it might not work with our end,
okay.
Our end product.
But there's generally a way around.
Yes, and if there is a problem, then when we're on site, we can go, okay, let's see how we can fix this to make sure that everything is still considered.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then comes the most expensive part of any build is the finishing.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Why is that?
Because it's a lot of stuff that needs to go inside.
Okay. So how do you get involved in that fourth and final stage of finishing, not just in terms of the surfaces and the fixtures, etc., but the actual soft furnishings and special installations? What is that process?
So we go back kind of to the first phase that we did. So the concept design that we do in the beginning, that's obviously the look and feel. So now we relate back to that. And we start to bring all the finishes and textures and whatnot for all the different items in the space. And then we manage that installation for you as well. So we have all of our teams that we work with that have kitchens, wallpaper, lighting, all that sort of thing. And then we manage that installation for you and we could basically hand over a completed home that you could just move into with your clothes.
Now, some people listening to this might say, well, that clearly is the most rewarding stage, but it must also be one of the most stressful. Because if it's not exactly right, then, you know, we've got to fix it.
Yeah, yeah. But it is, I mean, this is the part when everybody else can see the vision that we've been working to for the past few months. You know, we've been on site making sure the things are happening correctly, making sure all the technical documentation is right. And only at this point does everybody else see what we've been seeing all along. Uh-huh. So it's really exciting in that point, yeah.
So if one is to then go back to the premise, 100% happier for 1% more, the campaign that you're running, how does this fit into what we've just been discussing?
Okay, so in general, if you're doing a new build or a renovation, the cost of that is between 15,000 and 25,000 Rand per square meter, and could obviously be much more than that as well. And our fees basically work out to between 1% to 3% of that total cost. So when you're doing your cost for your building and it's 20 million Rand to build your house, just 1% extra can get you 100% happier because you'll have the whole design done according to you and what you like and what you need and all the rest of that to get your perfect home.
Wow. And emotionally, that's the happier part of your campaign.
Yes.
I love it. And for people in the area that are able to pop down to your showroom, this is where the journey begins, I would imagine.
Yes, yeah. So come through, have a chat with us, show us your plans. We can just kind of go through them briefly and get an idea. And then you can also have a little play and look and feel at materials and whatnot and start getting your ideas going.
And realistically, how long does the entire journey take?
It obviously depends on a lot of factors, but a couple of months, 3 months, 4 months, it just depends on what we have to start off with and then go from there. If we start in the beginning with the architectural plans, then we can do it in 2 to 3 months without having to work off the site that's started building as well at the same time. Oh. Yeah.
So that actually speeds up then. It makes the process easier if you involve right from the beginning.
Yes.
Rather than tacking on halfway through and having to retro work some of
Yes.
I understand that.
Yes.
And for someone thinking about working with an interior designer, how should they best prepare for that?
So, you know, the best thing is to bring some of your ideas and, you know, you've definitely been on Pinterest already. You've had a look. You've seen what kind of styles you like bringing that all through. And then, like we always say, make sure that you're designing for yourself, something that will make you happier, not the trends and the things that are happening all around you.
And that makes perfect sense, clearly. And if there was one piece of advice, apart from that one, that you were to offer someone that is now contemplating the execution and delivery of their dream home to reality, what would that one piece of advice be?
Come see me first.
Absolutely confident, happier by design. 1% for 100%. I think that's a campaign that's long going to burn because it works. 1% happier. No, 1%.
100% of the cost. Happier, 1% more.
And 100% happier. That is fantastic. Happier by design, Paige Woplington. And you'll be able to pop down to the showroom in the quarter, which is very close to where we're broadcasting from. It's the Cafe Barber is the reference I always give because they know how to cut hair, guys. I'm sorry. But then pop in next door and visit Paige and the team. You'll be amazed at how much happier you can be too. Paige, thanks so much for joining
me, Dave,
on the morning show. This will be up as a podcast shortly. My special guest from Redesign Interiors, Paige Woplington.